Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio. CliffCentral.com.
Lorraine, welcome our book review. What did you pick off the shelf today?
Thanks, Adrian. Before I speak about the book, this is a very interesting topic.
A little bit closer, yeah.
Just to add to what the pastor has said, my belief is that, like one author said, we are human beings having an spiritual experience. So first and foremost, we are human beings, but we're having, you know, so you can't separate us from, you know, from the spirit. And in all these books that I have been reviewing, there's one common thread, and it is that to be an effective leader, you have to have self-knowledge and understanding of your own psychology of who you are.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's common amongst all these books that are seeking different ways of leadership.
Okay.
You know,
communicating it differently.
Absolutely.
It?
But it's a very, I think, challenging topic, especially when you find how it works or how it could work in the workplace. I've been in a workplace where people were burning incense because that's their spirituality, and they were doing that to connect with their spirituality, and it didn't work because somebody else will burn and bepa and something else. So it's a very dangerous and delicate topic at work. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, the book that I have chosen is called Leadership Aikido. Now, what really caught
Aikido
my attention...
Aikido is a martial arts.
It is a martial arts. That's why I wanted to understand how could that be a leadership practice. But again, I think it is a very spiritual or way of doing things, the way this book is approaching leadership. And in Aikido, the emphasis is on victory without harm and harmonizing with your opponent as opposed to attacking. And so that's the approach they then borrow and transpose into leadership. But the fundamental of the book is that there are five, or they say there are five inner enemies that impede on our progress as people and as leaders. One, failure to grow emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Two, failure to make creative decisions. Three, failure to empathize with others. Failure to manage your own ego. And failure to overcome boredom and alienation. And to overcome these, you can employ six master practices that are in the book. One, as I said, it's cultivating self-knowledge. If you know yourself, if you work towards understanding yourself and how your psychology works, you can become a better leader and you can overcome all those things that I've mentioned.
Okay.
Two, practice the art of planning. They say plans are nothing. What actually matters is the planning process, because a plan is a paper and it's worth nothing if it's not, you know, used valuably. And then speaking the language of the master is one of the principles, letting values drive your decision and turning failure into success. There's a sixth one, which is the last one. It says heading the law of unintended consequences. I'm not going to go through all that, but, you know, the book is, I think, available at bookshops, and you can find it and just get more into how you can, you know, beat these five enemies and be a better leader.
Is the author, does the author have Aikido background, I guess, eh?
Well, he studied Aikido.
Yeah.
But he was an executive at AT&T, and now he runs a leadership school.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't like the book simply because it's crammed with information. There's just too much in the book to, you know, to absorb, and it's not well written. I think it should have been a bigger book, you know, as opposed to chapters that are like 20, 30 pages, and it's got a small font. So it's just not a nice read.
Okay.
So I didn't like it at all, and I'll give it a rating of a 2 out of 5. Would I recommend it? Only to people who are spiritually enlightened, because you get lost in the language, in the martial arts lingo and all that. So it's not for everyone.
Sort of Eastern karate sort of talk.
Absolutely.
And speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lorraine.
All
it's right. So the others have been good books, and you got one year that you don't necessarily recommend.
Yeah, not for me, but
thank you. Leadership Aikido.
Okay.
That's Lorraine Tlapolosan. Nice to have you in the studio again. Thank you so much for making that effort.
Thanks, Lorraine.
All right. Let's continue the conversation with Pastor Tamu Naidu and Louis Groenewald in the studio. Just very quickly, what do you actually do, Pastor, on a day-to-day basis? I know you run a church, and then you also coach a lot, and you So you work with leaders. Just contextualize what you do, your life on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I'm 32 years in ministry this year.
32 years.
Yeah, and for at least 21 of those 32, I've given myself to want to reread the scriptures and see whether the church has moved away from its original mandate. And so as a result of that, I've been on a journey now, traveling to different parts of the world and speaking to church leaders about getting back to the way we should be connected.
What's taken them away in general?
I think religion, the dogmatic,
formalized
ritualistic,
religion.
Ceremonial, and fossilized positions that we've adopted without developing this very dynamic and intimate relationship with God, not as creator, but as a father.
So you've tried to discover the essence of, call it religion or spirituality, to see whether the word church is just a word, eh? But whether church...
Well, it was supposed to be a gathering of the called out ones, those that will want to come and embrace the template, the pattern that was presented in the person of Jesus, and God was sampling to the whole of the human race how people should function, how they should relate. And so he becomes the cardinal model. But it's in that context that we are now calling for a reformation of the church so that we can effect a transformation of the world.
Okay, so your view of the world very quickly, and then your view collectively, you kind of touched on a bit of churches, the church community, the religion of the world, just on those two things. Where's the world at the moment?
I think the world is, as I see it, at a very, very confused place. The confusion seems to reign. I think humanism, the way man wants to view life, has exalted itself against what God originally intended for the human race. And the more intelligent we're becoming, the more chaotic, the more the world is in crisis.
We think we're becoming sophisticated, but not.
Yeah, our sophistication has taken us away from the simplicity of how we should be living our lives.
So, and churches are that place that I guess should have prevented this from happening.
Churches were not supposed to be religious centers. They were supposed to be platforms where you engage the eternal, where people are mentored and coached. I put it in this way. The church is supposed to be a kind of a factory producing a new species of humans in the earth, people that will capture and communicate the mind of God to the whole of creation. Now, we should be mentoring, coaching, modeling, and representing God. To a large degree, that's not happening. The churches have institutionalized, commercialized, become entertainment centers. And okay, they've moved away from what God wants.
So the capitalist world has also come into the mix.
The ideology of capitalism is one of our biggest
money,
selfish desires. We call it mammon in scripture. It's become the god of this age.
Yeah.
And that does not mean that God doesn't want to give us all the good things in life. The earth was created for us to enjoy it, but not to the point where we become so obsessed by it that we only want God to rubber stamp our own greeds and ambitions.
So we're in a bad space, and you're saying formal religion, formal church structures and ceremonies and so on is not the answer?
I'm not against formalism. I'm not against, organization and order and so forth. But when it just becomes a dogmatic center of ritual, that's what we come against.
Okay. When you say you're calling for, and we'll get to the summit now, and that's probably part of the process, you're calling for a reformation of church and society. Let's unpack that a little bit.
The word reform, we use the word from a Greek word in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 9, and the word is from a Greek word called diorthosis, out of which we get the word orthopedic, which means to bring back the structure to its original form.
Okay.
It's deformed, it's deficient, it's dysfunctional, and if we get the structure right, the body, the people will start functioning right. They do not have the right paradigms in terms of what should be the way to do it. So we are targeting church leaders because we believe that if you can fix the head, the leadership structures, we will be able to transform vast sectors of human society because they all represented in our communities. And if we can touch them, we're touching a person from grassroots levels to the highest forms of leadership in our world.
Because we hear politicians, leaders, calling for churches to get more involved and to be part of the solution, and they've lost their way in terms of leading the human race, and now people depend on politicians more and business leaders, and you know, so this is a serious leadership conversation to have. So you're calling for reformation of the church, and shall we say society, yet the world, from a Christian point of view, have had one Bible. Why is it such a mess?
It's because we've lent our private and personal interpretation.
Yeah.
We need to go back and implore. You know, Jesus said something so significant. He said, I will send you another comforter who will come alongside you and teach you. He will be called the Spirit of Truth. He will lead you into the mind of God so you will understand wisdom and knowledge and have the counsel of God to judiciously function in life.
Mm.
But the church, I think, has excluded the ministry of the Holy Spirit, or they've just thought it to be some mystical presence that is only needed on certain days. You know, but if we go back and really implore that Spirit, I am absolutely positive the fear of God will come back and our respect for the whole of humankind will be restored, and we wouldn't be in this world of crises and wars and famines and starvation and so forth.
Sure. You're calling for the summit. Just explain to us about it. It sounds like a massive gathering.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking for us. But we've been traveling around the world for many years now and speaking to leaders on various platforms, using the avenue of the church to reach people within that world. This summit is being hosted in the economic hub of South Africa, Sandton.
Mm-hmm.
It's encouraging church leaders and leaders from every facet of society within the church world, but if anyone else wants to come, they're most welcome. And we are presenting to them divine perspectives from the scriptures and how we can get back to how God wants the church to function in the earth. So the church could become a resource center, an environment that conscientizes society.
The church meaning a collective meaning of church.
The collective, obviously. But we have to also be critical on our structures, because the structures of the church, the leadership systems of the church, the focus of the church has to be reviewed as far as we feel.
So there'll be several speakers presenting elements of this.
Yeah, we've selected people who we believe brings a fresh voice, a breath of fresh air to how we should present the Word of God. And we've got a speaker from South Africa. His name is Dr. Segi Govender from Durban. He was a medical practitioner at the age of about 40-something. He left his medical practice to dedicate himself completely to this purpose of calling for a reformation of the church, to presenting fresh insights in the scriptures, and he's now attracting people all over the world to his teachings. We've got another speaker from Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the United States of America, of Caribbean descent, PhD in jurisprudence, but given himself completely to taking this message to the spheres of influence he has. And we've got another speaker from New York, Joseph Matera, just a great man about presenting how the kingdom of God should function. And we have a speaker from Australia, John Alley, who brings this patriarchal perspective that I was referring to, of how the church should come back to being a family, not an institution. Our fathers should lead congregations and not dictators and CEOs and moderators, but bringing the spirit of Father the spirit that does not manipulate and abuse its people. So those are the kind of men we have chosen.
Sure, Louis, interesting undertaking, yeah. So we haven't had this sort of discussion on the show before. That's why we felt it's time to do that. Because the summit, I think, triggered it to some degree. Someone referred me to you, and we thought, well, leadership and spirituality, let's talk about it. The church is a big component of society. It always has been. That's where a lot of our values come from. It was taught inside a building, a church building. I think even people who believe that there's no God, if you track back the, you know, in their history, you'll find their parents did, or their parents' parents. So we all somehow stem from a church that taught values which then drive our behavior as leaders in the workplace. Your views on what the pastor has been saying the last few minutes, it's a big job to try and get the church to reform, because it's become, Pastor, part of our livelihood in many cases. People, it's you know, it's a business. So to divorce it from it's purely a business to, hold on, this is what it is, this is the essence of what it's supposed to be, it could be a big challenge, Louis.
Ordinary experience confirms the big plans here, Pastor. What I like, Arden, also is he seems to have drawn quite a few people outside the establishment, a bit like Donald Trump is making headways in America. He's attractive because he's headways from outside the establishment. What you're doing, you're also, in a positive way, shaking the establishment. For instance, highly qualified professionals who had new insight into who they really are, you know, legal guy and medical guy, etc. And this means a lot to me because they speak another kind of language, you know. They're not professionals that must speak a certain kind of establishment talk. And that's the only way really one can change something to something better. So I appreciate that.
So Pastor Tamo Naidu, our special guest today, and Louis Groenewald with me in the studio, we're ending off with and I'll bring it back to the topic and then we can end off. It's a Sibanye executive leadership thought that we end the show off with as our sponsors, and I've got two here and they are both relevant. The one says, nothing happens until the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change. Arthur Burt, you're calling for huge change. Is there enough pain in the current system for people to say, let's change, for example? So I'll throw that question at you. And then the other quote,
it's repentance, yeah.
Real transformation requires real honesty. If you want to move forward, get real with yourself. And I'm also asking, the summit, is it going to be like absolutely real and honest and real dissecting and really looking at this part of our world?
You know, I concur with those two statements you made. We have statements like John Calvin said, the church must continuously reform itself. He used the words mutus mutandi. It must continuously reform itself until we reach the position of incorruptibility. So we have to be critical in our processes. And I'm convinced that nothing is going to happen without sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And but we have a statement that the message and the messenger must become one, that you don't preach a message, you first live it. And you don't seek to call for repentance until you've repented. So this conference that we're hosting, we'd like to model innocence, purity, freshness, a true spirituality where you come and the environment is filled with the presence of God and it's not been just hyped up. And the speakers are real people, not Hollywood stars that you whisk away. But they're people that you can touch, you can have a conversation with, who can share their deep walk with God, and also bring to us an intellectual perspective that sometimes is absent behind the pulpits that we preach from. It's bringing the counsel of the heavens to us human beings.
Yo, well said, Louis. Final comments, that's leadership and spirituality to all church leaders, religious leaders, if I can call it that, out there. I hope you get hold of this conversation, this podcast. Some deep things said, some important things. It's a different show, important show. Louis, final thoughts and feelings?
I just like and appreciate, respect the underlying spirit in our discussion today. and certainly advise all leaders out there can only benefit by listening and being honest with themselves.
All right, that's it. First half hour, leadership and spirituality, and then we built on that with our very special guest, Pastor Tamo Naidu. Where can people find out about this conference, the summit?
They can go to our website, apostolicgate.com, apostolicgate.com, or thamonaidu.com, thamonaidoo.com, and they would get all the information there. Or they could call our office, 011-262-4419. And we have people there that could respond to them. The conference, the summit is from the 9th to the 12th of March, which is next week. It's 7 days away.
That's just around the corner. Yeah. Good luck
at
with that.
At the Sandton Convention Center.
Good luck with that. All right, next up, Business Masterclass. So for an hour, we're going to talk business and zoom in on the SME, small, medium enterprise. The first half hour is a business skills conversation with in association with USB Ed. And the second half hour, we interview an SME owner who's been successfully running her business, and she happens to have built a business around sales, so she consults and helps people sell better. So stay with us, the Business Masterclass coming up, and the exciting part is we have a small live cozy audience of small business owners listening in, and they will interrupt us at times. They will ask questions of the panel, so that's very interesting and very exciting.
Unreal, uncensored, unradio, cliffcentral.com.